Available now from Graphic Audio.
You would allow your beloved husband to be tortured for the sake of your outlaw adopted daughter? We will take his nose first, right to here. It makes for a gruesome sight indeed, and assures that poor Gravis will be forever an outcast.
Why would you be doing such a thing? And yourself claiming to be a man of God?
Why, you ask? Because of your daughter, foolish woman. Because your dear Jilly's evil alliance with the heretic Avalyn could bring about the end of the world.
Why are we down here?
Here is where I will find my answers.
Get back! Would you like to see again the world and the living?
Ah, yes. The girl. How sweet that capture will prove. Perhaps I might find time to take pleasure with her before I present her to my superiors.
Where are the guards? And who are you?
A friend of Avalyn Despris, and a friend of Bradwarden.
Oh! By the gods, good show! Oh, but you'll get your due, Francis the Fool!
Search every passage and every room! All doors barred and guarded! Now! Now!
Don't miss R.A. Salvatore's Demon Wars Book 2, The Demon Spirit, Part 3. Available now from Graphic Audio.
From the author of the critically acclaimed Elantris comes a beautifully crafted tale of dark intrigue, bitter rivalries, and powerful magic. In order to save his kingdom of Idris from certain annihilation, King Dedalyn must honor a treaty made long ago. He must send his oldest daughter to marry Suzabron, the God King of Alondrin.
War is coming, Your Majesty. They will attack.
If we send her, Yarda, we send her to her death.
Sending Vivenna is a poor plan, but it's our only plan.
Father, if we break this treaty, it will mean war. I am prepared to sacrifice for our people.
Lord God of Colors, forgive me. Vivenna, you will not go to wed the tyrant god of our enemies. I'm sending Ciri in your place.
Ciri, the youngest daughter of King Dedalyn, soon finds herself plunged into a world of intrigue and politics, inhabited by undead gods and zombie armies. And she quickly learns that there is a darkness spreading through the highest order of Alondrin, threatening to consume all she loves.
Vessel, doing your duty as the vessel was the danger.
You have to tell me something.
You must not bear him a child. That is the danger. This all, everything here in the palace, is not what it appears to be.
Cursed with a lecherous form of magic which causes her to feed off the souls of the living, Princess Vivenna battles to save the life of her sister and prevent the war engine of Alondrin from crushing her homeland.
Your father and Lemix were right. The Alondrin have everything to lose by not attacking you.
I'm not going to become an Awakener, Demp. I might turn a blind eye toward that lifeless for now, but I will not awaken.
In the Court of the Gods, the highest authority in all of Alondrin, Lightsong the Bold, resurrected hero of ages since past, must come to grips with his newfound immortality as he struggles to unlock the dark secret of the Pantheon of Gods and their unstoppable armies of the undead.
What do they want of me, Larimar? Do they really think I'll do it? Lights on the selfish. Do they really think I'd give my life for one of them?
You offer hope, Your Grace. A last unlikely hope.
And if they're wrong, I have no desire to die. And why should it be otherwise? I mean, we have to die to heal one of them. We're gods to them only until they kill us.
And the key to halting the baying hounds of war may lie in the hands of the one man who wants to watch the world burn. Vasher, the Warbreaker.
You. Are you here to free me?
No, Vahir. I'm here to kill you.
Don't miss Brandon Sanderson's high fantasy masterpiece, Warbreaker. Available now in graphic audio.
And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.